Earlier this week, we learned about a nuisance carp that anglers are fishing out of a lake in Walworth County. Today, we hear about a native species that scientists are working to restore to Lake Michigan. WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz takes us aboard a DNR boat to learn about efforts to restore the prehistoric lake sturgeon.
Fisheries technician Tom Brzezinski was drawn to the ancient sturgeon long before he saw one in real life.
I had only seen one other sturgeon since I started in 88. That was up in the commercial trap net off of Sheboygan for a whitefish lift. Guys pulled up about 5.5, 6 foot. That was pretty cool. They were excited about it too.
The giant fish was once plentiful here, but by the turn of the last century, its numbers had plummeted.
The commercial fishermen thought they were trash. You know, they just bring them up on shore and burn them or whatever. And then they found out that they could, the lining of the swim bladder can be used to clarify like oils and jellies and such, make them nice and clear. So then they thought, well, here we can make some money on this too. So then they started catching them.
What perhaps those fishermen didn't appreciate is the fact that sturgeon can live 100 years. In fact, Brzezinski says it takes them a long time to even reach spawning age.
You're talking about a fish that takes 25 years minimum to, you know, have another generation. That you can deplete them pretty fast.
So bringing the species back to life takes time and comes with challenges.
They produce a lot of eggs, but survival's not necessarily all that high. There's going to be egg mortality.
Then there's the challenge of returning the lake sturgeon to a native spawning spot, the Milwaukee River. Brzezinski says when crews removed the North Avenue Dam in the city nearly 20 years ago, biologists started dreaming of bringing spawning back to the river. In 2006, the DNR struck a partnership with River Edge Nature Center upstream of Milwaukee. To find eggs, the agency had to travel to northeastern Wisconsin, where sturgeon spawning is going gangbusters on the Wolf River. Back at the Nature Center, volunteers began tending the eggs in a trailer and circulating Milwaukee River water through the tanks.
River Edge Nature Center has been tremendous. For us to run up to River Edge or wherever that far north every day, we've got volunteers that are there 7 days a week. And some of them have been there since the beginning.
The hope has been that adult sturgeon will come to remember the water and swim upstream in it to spawn. In the meantime, Brzezinski has been checking on the survival of sturgeon released into Lake Michigan. He heads outside the breakwater and sets nets, hoping to find juveniles.
Once they get to a certain size, it's like over 85% survival. I mean, if they get to be, you know, 12, 14 inches long, there's not a lot that's going to eat them. One lake trout ran.
Yep.
Three white suckers.
The next morning, rain and wind buffet the boat as Brzezinski struggles to pull in the net. The lousy conditions don't dampen the spirit of technician Jeff Sinuchik, because among the 20 netted fish, a juvenile sturgeon rolls in. He's thrilled as he weighs and measures the fish.
I like them when they're smaller like this. They're like little sharks. We have a...
There's a tape in there.
Yep.
Use the measuring board too if you
know.
Want, Jeff.
I was thinking about that.
You'd have to dig it out.
Overall is 550. Fork length is 495. Settle down. Girth is 220.
Practically 22 inches long and about 8.5 inches around. Zanutich snips the tiniest bit of fin for genetic sampling before tossing the sturgeon back home. Soon, two more sturgeon come aboard, one bearing the tag of the River Edge Nature Center. The little guys are 3 and 4 years old. Brzezinski dreams of the first batch of adult sturgeon plowing up the Milwaukee River to spawn, but says by that time he'll probably be watching from the sidelines. What he will see is River Edge releasing its 11th annual batch of fingerlings, 1,000 of them, into Lake Michigan tomorrow.
It's a wrap.
Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM.
Smoky. Anything on the ground? Well.